Today, Netflix released the full second season of its hit series, House of Cards. Oscar winner Kevin Spacey is back, playing a murderous congressman who is climbing Washington's power structure. With the show, Netflix is reinventing TV online. NPR television critic Eric Deggan says House of Cards is also redefining just how nasty an antihero can be.
No TV character blends silky charm with mesmerizing menace like Congressman Frank Underwood, a Democrat from South Carolina. He can even make a promise to help a colleague sound like a veiled threat.
What if I suggested that you could serve in leadership this term to replace me as whip?
You're being tapped for VP.
Let's assume that's true.
That makes sense. But me as whip?
Yes.
A third-term congresswoman.
A universally admired incumbent who also happens to be a war veteran.
Last year, when we first met Underwood, he was killing a dog that had just been hit by a car.
Moments like this require someone who will act. Will do the unpleasant thing, the necessary thing. There. No more pain.
Ruthless, chilling, and casual. Later, he turned that casual ruthlessness on a former ally. Well, he was more like a patsy, who was going to reveal how Underwood broke the law. The patsy was an alcoholic, but Frank Underwood sweet-talked him into drinking while they sat in a parked car.
But I don't want you to feel any pain tonight. Here, you can start fresh tomorrow. Go ahead, I won't judge you. Hell, I'll even join you.
Underwood lulled him to sleep.
Whatever it is you have to face tomorrow, you don't have to face it now. Right now, it's just you and me.
I failed myself. I failed my family. I'm so tired.
Just close your eyes.
Then Underwood started the car, closed the garage door, and walked away. That murder transformed Underwood from an anti-hero into a straight-up villain. TV has fixated on anti-heroes for years, but the most popular ones have something that explains their bad behavior. Breaking Bad's meth-making high school teacher had cancer. On The Sopranos, mob boss Tony Soprano felt like he had to justify his life of crime to his daughter.
Do you know that I love you?
Yes, I know that you love me.
Everything I do, and everything I've done, and everything I will do, it's all for you and your buddy, you know that.
In House of Cards' first episode of the second season, Francis Underwood does something so awful, you'll wonder why you rooted for him in the first place. The show this season seems to dare us to stay invested in a lot of awful people, because they're the only ones who matter. They scramble for money and power in a Washington that's strangely more functional than the real-life version. They actually pass education bills and vote on changing Social Security. Like Shakespeare's Richard III, House of Cards entices us with its lead character's bad deeds, then refuses to tell us how we should feel once we've seen them. But the scariest revelation of all is that we're so excited by this villain in the first place.
Eric Deggans is NPR's TV critic.